Proclamation number 5982, dated the June 22, 1954. Change of the True Gospel. Followers, you are being taught the pure gospel and are learning to recognize the difference between my pure gospel and that which is now taught on earth as my word. You are learning to recognize that my word has been changed to the extent that it is interpreted and consequently observed differently, that far too little attention is given to what is essential whilst the unessential is emphasized, and thus little spiritual progress will be achieved. I have shown people on earth the only feasible path by teaching and exemplifying my teaching myself, by walking the path which all people should walk in order to reach me. It is the path of love. Only by taking it will the human being be guaranteed the kingdom of heaven. That is, after his physical death he will be able to enter the spheres of light where the soul will blissfully exist close to me. My teaching has become a deviation. It can only still be found hidden in a structure of human additions, wrong interpretations and the observance of unimportant commandments, which were never given by me to people but which present the great danger that the only essential commandment will be disregarded and thus not acted upon. It is of no use to you humans when you castigate yourselves, when you perform duty-bound actions or confess me with your mouth if you do not recognize the commandment of love first and foremost and act accordingly. You believe that you worship me with your countless ceremonies, and yet you can only worship me by doing what I ask of you. And I ask of you to love me and your fellow human being. As long as you find that you lack love when you honestly look at yourselves, you are not yet on the right path, even if you go down on your knees daily and hourly and beat your chest. This is demanded by people and only serves people too, whom you want to convince of your piety. Yet you are still far removed from true piety as long as you do not accept your fellow human beings with love, which also demonstrates your love for me. As long as you let your fellow human beings next to you live in utmost hardship and distress, as long as you do not attempt to help them first before you flatter yourselves with outward gestures, before you pay homage to the world through mundane pomp, through everything that you call, in honor of me. I do not want to be worshipped this way while there is still hardship crying out for me, which you humans could certainly ease if you etched my commandments of love into your hearts. As long as I lived on earth I cared for the needy, the poor, the sick and the oppressed. You, who claim to be my followers on earth, what are you doing for these needy, poor, sick and oppressed people? As long as you can help but won't, you are not my true followers even if you call yourselves such. I only value the fulfillment of my commandments of love, since everything else, profound faith, recognition of pure truth, unification with me and, finally, eternal bliss, are the results of love and can never be gained without love. It is already evident from this as to why there is such great spiritual hardship on earth, why people are without faith and live in error. My pure teaching is the teaching of love, which I taught on earth. The moment this is taught as well as practiced, you humans will live in truth and will have started on the path which follows Jesus. However, if you ignore these commandments you could outdo each other with external deeds, you will not achieve any progress for your soul, you will continue to live in error and take this into the spiritual kingdom, since I only value the degree of love attained by your soul until the time of your death. Amen.